Laurie Wright, also known as Not Your Average Grandma. I created this podcast as a place to go for midlife inspiration. If you are in a stage where you believe the best is behind you, it is my hope that one of these episodes will ignite a long suppressed or unrealized desire, and you will see the potential within yourself just waiting to be tapped so you can do amazing things with the time you have left. I want you to stop seeing your age as a limitation and start seeing it as your superpower. You have years of experience and value that a younger you never had, so it's time to lean into that and use it to fuel your future. No more letting age hold you back from the pursuit of a more passion-filled life. The more passionate we are, the better the world will be. So stop settling for average, put your AirPods in, and let this episode inspire you to take the first step in transforming your mind, body, and soul. Welcome to another episode of Not Your Average Lives. And this is the fourth of four student interviews that I've done this week. In fact, this one was done today. So we're putting it on the podcast quickly because this is the week of the enrollment for the Second Half Spark School. And because I talked about on Monday how the Second Half Spark School, how it came to be and how it was kind of like sparked me. And then because I got sparked in doing the work that I needed to do to get to that place and start my own business that was helping people with the things that I had learned along the way. So here they are. These are the outcome of that scary thing that was nudging me. And I decided, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to help people get sparked like I got sparked. And I'm going to see if it works. I committed to figuring it out. And here, you know, now looking back at the work I've done and the program that I've created and the many free trainings that I've done to, which helped me meet these people. And so here now I have these amazing stories of these women who were so stuck like me. And now, I mean, you can just tell from the interviews how different, well, you didn't know them before. You didn't see them when they came into the Second Half Spark School, but like when I do my coaching calls, I can just see their faces and I go to the welcome calls and see how different, and it's a virtual, you know, call, but you can still feel the energy. You can look at their faces and tell, and then go to the end and it's like crazy. And then to have these conversations with them, which I love, because who doesn't like being around people who are sparked? It's like, it's contagious, right? It's that ripple effect. And so these are just two more of those women who have gotten sparked. Their stories are a little bit different because they actually, their spark was similar to mine in that they started a business, but you don't have to have a business to spark you. A lot of my students are retired and they just want to be sparked in their retirement. And so it's a matter of finding what that thing is, who you are, who you really are, because a lot of us have been so busy emptying our cup for others, we've lost track of who we are. And so it's like really knowing who you are. Or if you kind of think you know who you are, you get really validated in that because we do a lot of this personality typing stuff. So it's really cool. And then, yeah, you come out the other side and it's like, well, I do have these gifts. I realized I do have these gifts and how can I help people with them? And sometimes that just leads to tutoring as a retired school teacher that Laura Strachan does. Or sometimes it means creating a program to give people hope, like Gail. And so, and I have interviewed both Gail and Kim on my podcast, and all of these ladies meet that definition of who I like to bring on my podcast because they did some pivot, which was for these people. They went from stuck to sparked and they did some pivot later in life and now are living not your average lives. So that's what we're here to talk about. And so these stories are really why I do what I do. And so I hope you enjoy Gail and Kim and our conversation that we had earlier today. And I hope you enjoy these stories and please leave comments, reviews, everything. So we know that you are enjoying these and that they are resonating with you in some way. Welcome to a fourth and final Q&A session with some amazing Spark second half souls. So these women are actually a little different than the ones I've had before. So I love different examples because I think they're people can relate to all these different kinds of people and what has gotten them sparked. So today we have Kim Deedy, and Kim is an author, and I'll let them introduce themselves in a second. And Gail Johnson, who is a medium, and they have actually been on my podcast. So I want to refer, because if you are curious about more of their story, because we're going to try to keep this to 30 minutes, then Kim has been on my podcast episode. She's done two episodes with me. One was right after I started my podcast. So she was episode 7 and episode 42. And Gail is very recent. She is episode 187. So if you're interested at all in learning more about their backstory, that's a great reference. So I also wanted to mention that today is the last day for all of you people who joined the Ignite Your Second Half Soul training. Today, you know about the Second Half Spark School being open for enrollment this week. And today is the last day. Midnight Pacific time is the cutoff. Hi, Carol. So Carol's a new Second Half Spark. Well, she's on her way to getting sparked. She's a student now officially. So yeah, I'm really excited. She's been very engaged in this training, which means she's going to be a great student. But one of the things I wanted to mention is that today being the last day is we have all of the bonuses that were originally on available to you. So we've got the personality typing session, the how to have the abundant life you desire. So those that were available on Monday are now back. And the personality typing session is the thing you do not want to miss. So, and maybe Kim and Gail can share what they learned in those sessions. And I also wanted to mention the grand prize drawing, which is tonight at 8 p.m. And I'd love for you to join me. And just make sure that in order to be eligible, you have to have done all of the training assignments and gotten the answers correct. So, because that's how I know you went through the training, and so I reward the people who go through the training and get it right. All right. So welcome, ladies.
So, hello. Good to see you.
Yes. And so why don't you, and I'll just kind of go around and we'll take turns with each question, but I would love for you to introduce yourself and just say, you know, who you are and what you do and what, you know, your family, your age would be helpful. Yeah. Cause I think that would be, people can resonate with that where you are in life. Kim, you want to go first?
Okay, sure. I'd be happy to. Can you hear me okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. My name is Kim Deedy. I'm 55 years old. I've been hanging out with Lori for quite a while now. I went back and looked through my notes, Lori, and it looked like maybe the summer of 2020. So it's been wonderful. Lori has definitely helped me to change what I now say I am. I was in corporate. I was a banker for 33 years. But now I'm a full-time author. And I'm just so excited every time I get to see that. Yeah.
It's one of her books. Killing it in terms of being an author. But yeah, and I also want to say about Kim is she was an accountant and did the books on the side.
Right.
So it was, and now she's retired. And so that was one of the things that she was grappling with was, so maybe we can talk a little bit more about that. Yeah. Did you have anything else? I'm sorry. I kind of got so excited.
No, that's okay. I'm really excited too. Family wise, I'm married. I married my high school sweetheart. We've been married 32 years, if I do the math right. 3 kids, college, grad school, and off and married. And grandbaby number one is due in 19 days or so.
Oh my gosh. So
he's due to be born on February 22nd, 2022. So that's pretty cool, huh? Lots of twos.
Yeah.
Gail, there should be some good things in all those angel numbers of two, right?
That's amazing. Yeah. So mine's 1 year old on the 24th. So yeah. My last one. Yeah. Yeah.
Seems like he was just born.
Yeah. Yeah. That does. I'm so excited
for you. It's going to, you know, we grow a lot of grandmas in the group in the time frame. You know, they start.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Go ahead, Gail.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm Gail Johnson, and like Lori said, I'm a medium. I quit my job back in 2014 to become a medium in full time. But when I met Lori last year, I was looking to do something more with my life than just what I was doing at the time with my mediumship. And so Lori helped me. I am turning 60 in July. So, and you know, who knew at 59 years old that I would be starting my own business, an online course business, you know, I would be doing the things that I did because I just didn't know that I had it in me really. And so I got a lot of confidence. I learned a lot about myself, you know, since in just the 8 months or so that I've known Lori. So yeah, so as far as my family goes, I am divorced. I've been divorced for a long time. I have 3 children, no grandkids, but I have great nieces and nephews that I like to spoil. So, you know, but that's about it for me. I just know Lori has helped me a lot.
Yeah. So I want to interject and just say, because these people, these ladies, these spark souls, they're what sparked them was doing something that they loved and monetizing it. So, and I just want to be very clear, because some people, you know, I don't want anybody to think, oh, in order to be sparked, I have to start a business, because no, that's not, you know, it doesn't have to be for everyone. Right. And sometimes the things that spark us that we do, we do them because we love them. The intent is not ever to make money initially. It's to do what we love to do. And so, and I know Kim as an author and Gail as a medium, I know both of you didn't make much money on this when you started. In fact, writing a book, you got to write the book first before you even do anything. And they just did it out of like doing this activity that lit them up. And it's, and in a way serving other people, because Kim had a story to tell. And one of the things about Kim that I want to say is about her book. I had stopped. The way we met is she messaged me. She was on my newsletter and she thanked me for inspiring. And she said, I have a friend that we went to lunch and I wish she was sparked. And she said, Kim said, I'm sparked, but my friend isn't. And so I was like, I just started my podcast and I messaged her back and I said, well, what sparks you? And so then we got into this conversation. I said, can you be a guest on my podcast? And that's how it started. And she sent me she has a series and it's called Celia's Gifts. And it's about a family. And I had not read a fiction book. So I love self-help books and I'm all about self-help, but I used to read fiction and I kind of missed it. It is really a nice way to relax. And so she's nice Kim sent me the first book. And I love, first of all, I love books. I love to hold them. And I love this book. I love the cover. And I like got it. And I was like, oh my God, it's over 400 pages. Yay. And she really got me back into reading fiction. So it's like my students like are a gift to me because I learn from them. I get like amazing. My life changes because of their spark. And so, yeah. And so I love the fact that, and the way we met was so different. You know, Kim didn't come in through the free series. She came in as a podcast guest and she actually got the Second Half Spark School as a kind of like complimentary gift as from being a business student. So I had this accelerator program that I don't offer anymore, but she was kind of, we talked about it. She was like, oh yeah, that I can learn some stuff from that. And, but then she like, I love that she got some stuff like the personality typing and some mindset practices that she really applied. And one of the things that I remember, Kim, very well is that you got into the zone and you actually realized that you had another book in you. Like, and I remember that. And you were like, you were writing and writing and writing. You got into the zone. And so I think she really learned how to tap into her, that like flow. And so I love that about her. And Gail already knew. Gail was one of those people that knew how to tap into her intuition. In fact, her intuition is like constantly talking to her. But yet Gail, when you can take your gift and monetize it in the way that they have, then you can help more people. Mm-hmm. You can, your reach. So I talked in training one about the roles, and I see two different types of sparked second half souls. I see these, you know, passionate achievers, and they are like achieving what their dreams are, what they're actually doing the things that they love to do. And then there's these difference makers where they like go all in with their gift and they want to reach people with it. And, you know, with Kim's novels, I could see myself in her novels. They're for women over 50. They're about a family of four siblings, and they're all at the age that I'm at. And there was such like interesting, and I connected so much with these characters. In fact, I wrote her, and I'm actually almost done with the fourth book, and she's just written a fifth book. Well, actually, she has a holiday book too, but in the series. But yeah, so these people are reaching more people. And sometimes you might think, well, you know, that is like making money is evil or making money. You shouldn't make money on your gifts. And if you think that, I would say you should like look at your money beliefs, because money is a tool to reach more people. And the more people you can reach, then the more that can help the world. And so, sorry for that tangent, but I thought that was important to share. So yeah, Kim, do you want to share your version of meeting me and like coming in and like any experience that you had in particular from some of the tools you learned?
Well, I would say, you know, when we met Lori and started working together, I might have had I knew what I wanted to do, but after decades of being in the same thing and really feeling like I was stuck in a rut and relying on that income and benefits from my old job, I didn't have the belief. And that's where you really helped me here you were living on the other side of exactly what I was terrified to do, right? Mm-hmm. I was afraid to quit and walk away from what is perceived as security in, you know, income and benefits and such. But you were proof to me that it's possible to do work you love, to focus on things you love. And it was really scary to walk away from a career with numbers to a whole new career with using words. And I do it in a different way than you do, but I see it as a way to also share what I think are important messages to people our age, really to women our age, that are at this stage in life where maybe our kids don't need us up as much anymore. And, you know, maybe our career isn't satisfying us. Maybe our relationships have changed or fallen apart. And there's just so much to be gleaned from being with groups of women that are in similar, not exactly, but similar places in life. And that was really my big, what I benefited from these couple 2.5 years of working with you.
Yeah. I remember our first conversations, I was like, everybody wants to write a book, Kim. Gosh, you've done it. You can teach people how to write a book. But in the work we did together, mm-hmm. we realized through your personality typing and through the testing of the sparkotypes that wasn't what would make you happy.
Right.
Wouldn't light you up. And so what you're a maker, and the maker is you're making these novels. And yeah. And I just, you know, I was like, accountant, novelist. They're so,
I know.
Don't you want to do what you love every day? You know, but you know, that's part of what I do is I let people, they have to go through the process themselves and do it. But it's funny because a lot of students are in that place where they don't want to let go of that they've known, that security blanket, or that the day to day, even if it's not really lighting them up, they just are like it's a scary thing to do.
Well, so, and Lori, the other thing that you did was you really exposed me to things that I'd never explored before. Mm-hmm. You know, everything from the personality typing, and when you brought Mukozi in and we talked all about intuition, and, you know, I was such a black and white type person my other career that I didn't even know what I was missing out on. And you helped open my eyes to a lot of variety of things that I continue, because I'm a maker and a maven, you know, and the maven in me wants to learn. And man, you just opened up so many doors.
Well, that pairing has so much of the writing, you have to do research, right? But I just remember the day we had that call and you were like, I wrote all day and I couldn't stop. And I thought this was my last book. And I'm getting chills talking about it, because I was so excited that you tapped into that place where, and it's like that you know, when you do that, that's what you're meant to do. And it was like, do more of it, Kim, do more of it. That was the sign is there's more to this, you know, story, and there's more to be written. And so I'm super excited.
Yeah. And last Friday, I actually released my 7th book, Lori.
Yeah. 7. So can you believe that? And that was so impressive to me, because you were still working full time.
Right.
Your youngest child was still at home.
Yeah.
And you had written like 3 books in 2 years or something. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't think when I read that, you might have like were working on your 3rd book, but it was like incredible to me. I was like, wow.
Yeah. It's been about 4 years since I started publishing.
Yeah. Yeah. And the whole backstory is so great. So go to my podcast and listen to those 2 episodes. But start at the beginning, because it was good to, you know, it's a period of time, and, you know, like, got an update. I like to go and back and get updates. So we'll do another update in a year with you, Gail. So was there anything, since the personality typing thing, everybody knows when they come into the Second Half Spark School, they're going to get a typing session. Is there anything that stood out for you? Because as a medium, don't you know everything that you need to know?
No, I heard something recently that really struck a chord, because it was I am a master teacher, but I am not a master of what I teach. And, you know, I thought that's really good, because that's true. You know, we're all works in progress. So no, I don't know. I'm just a normal person that has normal struggles as well, you know, and even though I know better, we're still human, right? You know, so we still do human things. So, so for me, I just wanted to reach more people. I knew, you know, I was doing one-on-one sessions and stuff, and I wanted to reach more people, and I didn't know how to do that. And so the way that I met you is I prayed and I asked for the right people, the right person to come into my life that I needed in order to grow. And Lori's advertisement on Facebook popped up, Not Your Average Grandma, and she was doing what she is doing now. And I didn't feel like that was a coincidence, you know? And so I went through the free training, and that's how we met.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't think when we started, cause it wasn't about starting a business, it was about getting more sparked. And so I guess since I appeared, you were like, this is going to lead me. And this is such a great example of how I tell people, you might not know where you end up, but you're just going to know what the next step is. So trust that gut feeling and take that next step, and then it'll get clear, and then the clarity will come. And that was such what your path was, because you started, I didn't know you had any idea that you wanted it. And I think you started to get more messages along the way, because I think after you started, you got a message that was like, you need to reach more people. You need to reach more people. And so, yeah. So she's had a whole journey since the Second Half Spark School with me. And she ended up signing up with my business coach and me supporting her through that. And now we actually work together on a one-on-one basis. So it's been a dream. She's a dream person to work with as a client. So yes, very action oriented and very, I love what this, my students learn is, even though they have doubt, they always are leaning in. They're so aware now of their thoughts and how they block them, you know, that brain is just always like, you know, giving them a reason not to do something. But once the awareness is there, then they start to realize, that's a limiting belief. That's a little automatic negative thought, right? So awesome. I love, but both very different stories and journeys, and unique, just like all the other people that we've had on this week. All right, this one is good. So what have you learned about yourself in the process? So Kim, back to you.
I think a lot of the exercises that you helped us go through was just to learn that we don't always end up doing the things that our personalities line up with. Mm-hmm. And it's never too late to change and make that leap. You were kind of a bridge for me to make that leap, to really believe enough in myself to do something that others might see as totally unexpected, but that lights us up. And again, I've learned gratitude. For a year and a half now, every single morning I write in my gratitude journal. When I'm traveling and I don't have it, I write on a little piece of paper and then I, tape them in later. But belief in ourselves and that we're never done. We keep doing the affirmations and we keep doing I'd like to get better at the meditation you introduced me to. And so just really a reminder that it's a journey and that we're worth it.
I love that. Oh, echo. All right, great. So Gail, what have you learned about yourself?
I've learned that I'm not too old. That's, I think, an important thing, that you're never too old. That no matter how old you are, you still have a lot to give. You still have a lot to contribute. You still are valuable, and that your life does matter, in contributing to everybody that you meet. One of the most valuable things I think I learned through the Spark School was how our brains work and how we can reset our brain, right? To think differently. And I've come a long way since then. I kind of knew that. I kind of knew that I could put things out into the, ether, to the universe. But then learning how to make sure that I changed me in order to make a difference, that was big. I just feel like that was really big for me to learn, that I'm not too old, that I can still contribute. I'm still valuable, that's important.
Yeah. I think about, and the thing that I talk about, and I put this on the page where the Second Half Spark School is, and there's a lot of words on that page. But I think one of the most important sections is, are you going to do it yourself, or are you going to fast track your path to your sparked life? Because for me, and of course I use myself in all these examples, because that was so much me, and I want people to not waste time, that's why I have this, I want this behind me, because this is important. The sands of time are going, and regardless of what we do and what we choose to do. So if you don't make yourself a priority and make that the number one thing to focus on, because I took, as I say in my story, 13 years to figure it out. And it wasn't until I got a coach and signed up with a program that was designed for the thing that I wanted, that I fast tracked. I mean, it was so fast, so excited. And I look at you, Gail, and I think, oh my gosh, what you've done in 6 months, you went from very unclear and joining the Second Half Spark School to launching a program before Christmas that helped so many people have a better Christmas or a better holiday season, And so, and you did that because you wanted to help people. Not because of you, I got to make money before Christmas. It was I want to help people because I know that they're going to be suffering, And so, and I think about like all of the, you know, Kim and, you know, just remembering you and that flow, and here you have an extra book you've put out that you never thought you were going to have. And so, yeah. So I, do you want to speak to anything about just the fact that, you know, how fast things have changed?
Yeah, it's been a whirlwind, you know, and having to learn, like I've had to learn a lot of new things. In that short period of time, how to use technology, you know, I wasn't a good planner. Let me just say that. I was not a good planner before I met Lori. And, you know, Lori really taught me a lot about planning and how to plan. So now I plan, you know, so now I get things done in the day that need to get done. I'm not spending time on things that are frivolous. I'm spending time on the things that I need to spend time on. So that was another big, good thing. And so I learned a lot and I learned how to do a lot. And that, you know, helped me tremendously, you know, just, I never thought at, like, again, at 59 years old, you know, you can teach an old dog new tricks, you know? So, yeah.
It's funny. You're probably a little younger because I was like right before my 60th birthday when I like decided to.
Yeah, that's me. I'm turning 60 in July. So yeah. I'm my 60th birthday.
Yeah. All right, Kim, anything thoughts about accelerating your journey or doing things that like more than what you thought you were going to do?
Yeah, I mean, I have one example of a project I was working on relating to my writing that I was giving myself a year, but then I used your 90-day planner and I was able to condense it down to 90 days. So it just goes to show with focus how much faster you can move. And, you know, that's a good thing at this stage in our life.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm so glad you brought that up because, you know, the planner is such a key part of the, you know, there's a little background music, but the planner is such a key part. It's like really the you know, what helps everybody, the feelings of overwhelm and just like stress and all the things, it just really takes care of that. And that's what I found. And that's why I created it, is because I was like, once I worked from a structured system that wasn't overwhelming in itself, that was pretty efficient and easy to manage, then gosh, life changed so much. So all right. Any last words? I'm just going to wrap it up. We've been about almost 30 minutes. So this has been awesome. I always love my opportunity to be with my Sparkle students.
I would just say you're worth it. Do it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I have a good quote.
So I just want to say something real quick. Oh, go ahead.
No. Go ahead. Go ahead, Gail.
Absolutely. Absolutely do it. I can say that I was a little hesitant.
Oops, did she freeze?
I think so.
She was hesitant to do it. All right. I'll end with a quote.
I can just say that I was a little bit hesitant, right?
Yes. Yeah, you were. Well, a lot of students have shared that. A lot of students have shared that they waited until the last minute. And then they were like, you know, Nancy Pontius said in her interview that she was like thinking that she was going to like ask for her money back. You know, she was like, oh, I made a mistake. And then Nancy Dubay, she was nauseous. So I get that. So it's scary to invest a lot of money. And then we didn't really have that relationship then that we have now. So that was like a trust thing. And fortunately you're good about leaning into that. And you had these prayers and so that, I think that really helped nudge you along a little bit. Right. Yeah. All right. Very encouraging. Okay. So this is so crazy. So I love my Simple Abundance book. I read from it every morning. And today, February 3rd, it's an excerpt a day. And it was crazy to me. This is a nudge to anybody who's listening. But today, the quote at the top of the excerpt was from Simone de Beauvoir, who was a French philosopher and feminist. From 1908 to 1986 is what, so that, this is who this is from. But the quote is, change your life today. Don't gamble on the future. Act now without delay. That was the quote. And I was like, oh my gosh, I have to share that because yes, there's that opportunity today to jump into something that, you know, from all these interviews works. But I will say also, and I tell my students this when they arrive, they have to do the work, and everybody who's here has shown up, done the work and shown up and gotten the coaching as well. So I appreciate you. I love you guys so much. And I'm so grateful for you. So glad you're in my life. Makes it so much better to hang out. And I get another book soon. I got to order the new one. So, all right. Yes. Search Kimberly Dede. I don't know. Whispering Pines is the first one. So you can go to Amazon and search it, right?
You can. And the first one in ebook form is free. So no risk.
Oh my gosh. Yes. You'll have to let us know what you think of it. All right. So if there are any questions, I'm going to just look real quickly. Carol. Yes. Oh, Felicia says, I'm new, but you seem great. Well, welcome, Felicia. We've had a free training that a lot of people have been through. So if you're new, hello, welcome. And then, yeah, a bit random, but I've been stuck on a train for all the bathrooms are closed. That is funny. All right. Okay. So we're going to finish up. Looks like there's no other questions. All right, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Not Your Average Lives podcast. If you haven't yet, make sure to subscribe on iTunes if you have an Apple device. You can find free resources and learn what else I have going on at the moment that might interest you on my website at notyouraveragegrandma.com. You can also find me on Instagram or Facebook at notyouraveragegrandma. If you liked this episode, it would make my heart so happy if you could leave me a 5-star rating. You can also add a review to let me know what you like about this podcast, which will help spread the word about it to others who need a little midlife inspiration. As always, be you, listen to your inner voice, and focus on reigniting that lost spark so you can start living your own, not your average life.